USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
$6.1 billion. That's the amount of your tax dollars that have gone to Ukraine since Russia's unprovoked invasion almost 4 months ago. The Biden administration is providing another $450 million in additional aid to Ukraine to defend itself from Russian forces. White House Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby at a briefing Thursday provides a rundown of the assistance.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of additional rounds of ammunition for the artillery systems that have already been provided as well, and patrol boats to help Ukraine defend its coast and its waterways.
Wall Street giving a thumbs up to Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 194 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As inflation remains at a near 40-year high, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes the Biden administration is failing to uphold government responsibilities.
Stable prices, public safety, and secure borders are three of the most fundamental duties of any government. Sadly, from our country, the Biden administration has swung and missed three times.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to target pro-life pregnancy centers.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
As temperatures outside heat up, it can take just minutes for temperatures inside your car to rise to dangerous levels. 80% of temperature increase inside the car occurs within the first 10 minutes. That's according to data from Kids and Car Safety. On average, 38 kids a year die from heat exhaustion after being left inside a car. Hyundai and Kia have rear occupant alert systems in certain models that can detect when someone has been left in the back seat after the car is turned off. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says more auto manufacturers need to adopt this technology.
This kind of system ought to be absolutely basic technology in an age where cars are literally computers on wheels. There is no excuse for failing to detect a child in a car that is going to be locked in hot weather.
United Airlines is reducing the amount of flights from Newark Liberty International Airport next month. The company is cutting around 50 flights daily, or 12% of its schedule, to reduce delays at its New Jersey hub. And finally, NASCAR drivers, after having Father's Day weekend off, are all heading to Nashville, Tennessee, for this Sunday's NASCAR race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.